Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Cinema Scumbags Movie Podcast. My name's Seth.
I'm Nick, and I've had an erection lasting longer than 5 hours.
You should get that checked out, bud.
I don't have a doctor yet.
Me either. I should probably find one, though.
I was looking for one today.
You have some health issues, buddy?
Oh, well, I just haven't had a checkup in a long time, so I think it's necessary.
Could be.
I'm sick.
This is episode 139.
Holy crap.
We're still here. We're still kicking.
Well, three men down, two to go.
Yeah, dude, if you leave, then it's dead because I'm not going to talk to myself.
Well, if you leave, I'll try for one time and probably realize how stupid that is.
Yeah, don't do it. But if you guys are listening and you don't know about the YouTube channel, Slacker Media over on YouTube, we've been putting out some content over there, man.
Yeah, we've got a couple Blu-ray videos. I know people are looking for some movie nights and stuff. Going to be coming out with some Christmassy type videos, so be on the lookout. Make sure you go subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, we did a Black Friday video, so some good stuff over there. You have a good Thanksgiving, buddy?
I did. I love these 4 or 5 day weekends because I never get to take a break and rest.
That's nice, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I have a nice 4 day weekend coming up. I wish I wouldn't have made plans, to be honest with you.
I know how you feel, bud. You're going to be going nonstop, really.
I'm going to Seattle, Evan at the disco. I'm coming for your ass.
You're going to get your ass beat, boy. It's been a long time coming.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't even know him if I walked past him on the street, probably.
Probably not, honestly. It's been a long time.
He's probably put on about 300 pounds with those eating habits.
Hey, well, we did too, so.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 10.
Yeah, you kind of stay the same.
We watched some old videos. You look like a different man.
Man, woman, what's the difference?
Well, you've grown tits like a woman.
Well, you've always had them, so.
I've had moobs since the fucking third grade.
Hey, buddy, that's good for you.
It is what it is. So what are we talking about today? We're going to talk, we got some trailers. Main topic's going to be the best films of the year.
Ooh, well, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty of the year. Well, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty of the decade, we should say, which is disturbing to say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we will be putting out a top 10 films of the decade list. We're just going to talk about our favorite decade films. But got to talk about the year. And
I got a question for you, buddy.
I don't want to hear it. What is it?
Who do you want to be, Mason? What do you want to do?
What do you...
Okay. Never mind.
What are you looking for? I don't know the quote as well as you do.
Fake boyhood fan.
What's the quote?
No, that was it. It's when they're in the dark room.
I know, it's when they're in the dark room.
Yeah, well, we were talking about best films of the decade, so I was trying to work it in.
Well, what does Mason say?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's probably what he says. I'm trying to figure that out or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of confusion. I mean, it's exactly what I thought back in that time of my life.
Still the best film of the decade is what I'm getting at.
Oh, well, I guess we don't have to make a video. Thanks for coming, everybody. What's your favorite?
Irishman, Boyhood.
Irishman, whatever. Is one of your favorites of the decade?
I'd say so. I think it's one of the best of the decade, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'd love to see a list, but I'm sure we won't get one.
Yeah, probably not.
I'll do my own video. It's fine.
Thank God.
Not waiting for your ass.
Well, we don't wait.
We kind of do.
No, we're not waiting anymore. We're doing what we want.
It's a good idea. Well, yeah, we're going to be talking about National Board of Review came out with their awards, and it had implications last year. The film they picked last year for their best film was Green Book, and it won the Best Picture at the Oscars. So, we're gonna go through. You want to do that now?
Should we do the news and shit first?
It's up to you. I mean, we don't really have a set schedule for the podcast.
But you want to change it up? You want to get into the goods first?
Why not? Let's just have everybody's attention while they're here.
All right. Well, let's jump into it.
Okay. So, like I was saying, the National Board of Review is kind of a group of pretentious film lovers.
They definitely have Letterboxd accounts.
They definitely do. Maybe like burner accounts or something.
And probably the bios probably say, pretentious, autistic film lover.
And they probably have a profile picture that isn't them.
Who the fuck does that?
Ah, fucking losers is who does
some
that.
Some of the douchebags under the bios are always like, I'm kind of an asshole. Film is my life. Just fuck off.
Yeah, it doesn't make you funny or cool or ironic. You're just a douchebag.
There's literally one guy in there that's like, pretentious, autistic film. Oh my god. You know what that screams to me? The only thing I see from that is virgin.
Yeah, screams, I want my attention and I want my opinion to be honored. Nobody gives a crap.
Yeah, only fruitcakes do pictures for movies as their profile pic.
Yeah, well, you thought that for a while.
Pee-wee's Big Cock, anyone?
Yeah, well, at least you picked a good picture. At least it's a character, not like a actor or anything.
You buy that poster, buddy?
No, I spent too much for Black Friday. I can't spend it on a piece of paper now.
If I would have known that, I would have like passed on Overlord.
Well, hey, do it anyway.
No.
They can have both.
No.
There's a lot of nice financial. There's a lot of nice posters on that website.
There is a lot of those, like Mondo type, you know, limited edition.
People make a shit ton of money off of other people's movies. It's crazy.
They do. I just have a hard time spending $60 on a fucking poster, man.
I know. You got to imagine the paper is good quality and everything, but it's obviously very unique artwork. But yeah, I agree. It takes a lot, and I love that movie.
I mean, if it was signed by Paul Rubens or something, then maybe, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
But anyways,
should have bought it back at that convention.
Yeah, that was the mistake, because then you would have, you know, no shipping. You just hand it over.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, what were we talking about?
Independent Spirit Film. What are we talking about?
Oh, the big film awards. We were going to talk about that, but the National Board of Review came out with their picks for certain things. Best film, best actor. You know, all those award shows, they have the same sort of setup. But we'll go through some of their categories that they honored. And it's not like a thing that seems to come out with nominations or anything. It's just, I think, 100 people who get polled, and they tally up the polls. And I guess really just pick the best out of anything, really.
Anything's Wait, so are we going to elaborate on these films? Because nobody really gives a shit about this award show.
Oh, yeah, we can definitely talk about ones if we've seen them.
Okay, yeah, the main topic is not the award show. We're just using it as kind of an outline to...
Yeah, we want to talk about some of the films that have come out in this... We were going to talk about, like I said, Independent Spirit, but they had a lot of nominations for stuff that we hadn't seen. But this has got a lot of stuff we have. So they've got, like I said, the usual best foreign language, animated director, all that stuff. But they also have a few others. They have top 10 independent films, top 5 documentaries, top 5 foreign language, and then top films altogether. So, where would you like to start first? You want to start with the top 10?
Well, let me ask you before we even get into it.
Okay.
Best movie you've seen this year?
Fuck. Well, that's a good question. Lighthouse is up there.
Yes.
The Irishman is up there.
Yes.
Okay,
maybe favorite then.
Favorite? Shit. I mean, that's... those are still two of my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, that's one and two for me, man.
Parasite's probably up there, too.
Yep.
Yeah, those are the three that I think are probably my favorites so far this year. And will probably stay my favorites. What about
you? Okay, fair enough. Parasite's up there for me, probably in the top 5 slot. Number 1 and 2 is definitely The Irishman and The Lighthouse, though.
Yeah. Well...
I don't know. It's rounding out to be a pretty pretty good year.
Yeah, I was convinced it was going to be a slow year, but past couple months, there's been some really good shit that I've found that, I really enjoy, and I think it's going to round out to be a really good year.
Definitely, definitely.
So, let's see. Would you like to start with the single awards or the top lists?
I don't know. You go ahead and get it going.
Okay, why don't we just start with top 10 independent films? Because there's some good shit in here. Well, okay. Mostly. Okay, starting off, we have The Farewell. Have you seen this film?
Is this about the Asian lady?
It is, yes. Do you know anything about it?
No, I just know that.
Pretty solid film. Basically, it's about this Asian family. Their customs and their heritage kind of have this thing where if one of the older people is sick, they don't tell the older person. They kind of just play along and pretend they're not sick so they can kind of go out with some dignity. And
well, I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good, pretty depressing. I don't know, it's pretty solid. I liked it. I would watch it again. I think I would I gave it a 3.5. I'd probably give it maybe a 4 on a second viewing.
It's just hard for me to take that chick seriously when she's named Awkwafina.
I know, I don't understand that either.
It's like not even a cool name.
No, it's not, because the first thing you think is water.
I'm going to take the water brand, and I'm going to use some W's instead of... it's just so dumb.
Are you looking her up right now?
Yeah.
What's her real name?
Nora Lum.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, that one's a solid film. Next up, Give Me Liberty. I haven't heard of this until I went through the Independent Spirit Award films, but it sounds good. It sounds almost like a Peanut Butter Falcon sort of movie.
Ooh,
which are you talking about what I'm saying, or are you looking it up?
Well, I mean, if you're comparing it to Peanut Butter Falcon, well, I lied. That's my second favorite film of the year.
Well, from what I read, it's about a bus driver for like a retirement or old folks home. But I guess he makes friends with this girl with ALS or some sort of disease. I don't know. It's just that's kind of the comparison I'm making to
a young black woman with ALS.
Yeah. So I don't, that one sounds pretty good. I mean,
that kind of looks cool.
Yeah. A Hidden Life.
What is that?
Terrence Malick. I want your cum. You don't think this looks good?
Would I watch it? Yes.
Would you enjoy it? Fuck no.
Yeah. Probably not, but...
Probably not, because it's over 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I don't do that very well.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see when it'll start showing around here. Because it seems like one of those super limited type of films.
God, Malick, Nazis, World War II.
Oh, God, sounds like my wet dream.
Jesus.
Cool shots, good music, mm-hmm. No plot. Sounds great.
Yeah, shit that makes no sense, sounds great.
Well, this one sounds like it does have a plot, which when he does have plots, that's kind of his best stuff, more of his earlier stuff. But this next one, ooh, Judy.
You know... Yeah, and I seen that she's, like, favored to win the Best Actress Oscar.
Who else do you think should? I mean, she's...
No, I you're right. I just didn't really think that that movie was, like, got that type of response to it.
Yeah, because it seemed like the movie was not, like, critically acclaimed, but it got some good buzz. But
I got to tell you, I liked that movie more and more the more I think about it.
No, I agree. I definitely agree.
I would watch that again.
It's teetering on my top 10 list.
Yeah.
On the outside right now.
Renee does give a kick-ass performance in that movie.
Oh, she's great. Seriously depressing and vulnerable and...
Yeah.
Super good performance.
It was really good.
Really enjoyed that movie. next up, ooh, The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Well, you got a hard-on for this movie.
I don't have a hard-on. I like to try and stay active on some sort of social media so people don't think I'm a fucking hermit or something.
I like this movie so much, I'm going to post the song from it.
Oh, one of the best scores of the year, easily. Wow. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it's just good. It's about a kid who's got a hard-on for his childhood home and wants to buy it back in San Francisco. And
Thora Birch?
I don't remember seeing her in it.
Danny Glover?
Yeah, Danny Glover's in it. He plays his blind uncle.
Daewon Song, the professional skater? Okay, I gotta watch this.
Yeah, there's a lot of skating in it. It's not about skating, but I'm pretty sure that the main actor, it's like a true story on his life, and then his buddy directed it, and they're both like skaters. And so I don't know. It's just, it has a unique feel to it. I really enjoyed it. It was shot really well. The music was, like I said, one of my favorite of the year. One of my favorites of the year. Good performances.
There's been some good skate movies the past couple years.
Yeah, there has. Mining the Gap, which was a documentary. Mid-90s.
Guess that's it, but
yeah, but 2 is pretty good. Let's see. Ugh. Midsommar. I tell you what, this is a movie people have a hard-on for. I told myself after I watched it, I don't think I'll ever want to watch it again, and I still feel that way.
That movie felt fucking longer than The Irishman.
That movie, it did. That's a really good point. And they had an extended cut for it.
You know, my thing with that is I was fine with that. I'm like, okay, he must be gearing up for like some badass ending.
The runtime's not the issue.
Yeah, but then the ending came along and there was no payoff.
No, I didn't care. It's like, oh, she wants to break up with her bad boyfriend?
Yeah, what, he's a prick, so he deserves to be, spoiler alert, but, you know, he deserves to be burned to death? I don't get it.
He deserves to be sacrificed?
Oh, what do I know?
Where's the sense in that, Ari Asterd?
Yeah, not for me.
Next up, The Nightingale. This is from Jennifer Kent, I believe. She did The Babadook.
Okay.
I've heard a lot about this film, mostly that it's like super violent and kind of distressing. I do want to check it out, though. But let's see. 1825, Claire, a 21-year-old Irish convict, chases a British soldier through the rugged Tasmanian wilderness, bent on revenge for a terrible act of violence he committed against her family.
Ooh, an Aboriginal tracker. Is that David Gopolo?
I wouldn't be surprised. Probably not. But I'm going to guess it's this person named Baikali Genmombar.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Only film ever acted in. It's probably them.
They plucked those guys right from the Aussie outback.
Yeah. Enlist the services of an Aboriginal tracker who is marked by trauma from his own violence. Cool. Bet there's rape in it.
Ah, neat.
Ah, my favorite genre. All right. Next up, think you're going to like this one. The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Ooh.
What do you like about this film, Seth?
Well, I like a lot about it.
Okay, you going to tell us?
It's a nice, easy watch. Yeah. It's a good kind of underdog story.
Yeah.
I think the acting's great. I think the music's great.
Yeah.
I love Shia LaBeouf. I love the star of the film, Zach something. I think he did a good job. And Dakota Johnson's fire, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. I think it's a great, great, charming film. Actually, I just watched it the other night again.
Ooh. Yeah, very simple film, very simple premise, but you just go on this journey that you kind of care about and enjoy watching, and you know, it's not some big journey they're going on, but it's enough to care.
It is a very simple film. You said it.
But it's a good one. Next up, The Souvenir. I'm not so sure about what this one is, so let me check it out.
If we don't know about it, just skip over it.
Okay, no, I do know what this is. It's got Bruce Willis's daughter in it.
Tilda Swinton?
No, sorry. Tilda Swinton's daughter in it.
Oh, okay.
Honor Swinton Byrne. Yeah, this one was on my list. A shy but ambitious film student falls into an intense, emotionally fraught relationship with a charismatic but untrustworthy older man. This one came out early in the year, and not one I've seen pop up at all.
Okay, so, okay.
That's cool, that's cool. And then the last one. And then the last one. Last one, Wild Rose. This has a super hot redhead, Jesse Buckley.
Jesse Buckley. Let me take a look at this chick.
I'm pretty sure you've seen her before.
Oh, man. She was in Judy.
She was, yeah. She's in Judy. She's in Chernobyl. She's in Taboo. Good show. I guess she's like an alcoholic.
Pretty hot.
Yeah. Fresh out of prison, a Scottish woman... Oh, a woman in prison. That's a change of pace.
Ooh.
A Scottish woman juggles her job and two children while pursuing her dream of becoming a country music star.
Will she choose life?
Or will she choose prison? Choose life, Veronica.
Yeah, I'll probably never watch this, but whatever.
Yeah, I probably won't either.
You didn't sell me with that plot line. I like the Letterboxd banner at the top, though.
Well, let's take a look, shall we? Is it of her?
Yeah. It's like how I would envision her on top of me.
Wow, I put in World Rose. World
Rose.
Oh, wow. That's her laughing when she sees your pee-pee.
Whatever.
All right, next up, we've got top five documentaries in alphabetical order. American Factory. That sounds right on the nose. I bet it's about
factories.
American Factory
in America.
In post-industrial Ohio. Oh, great. A Chinese billionaire opens a new factory in the husk of an abandoned General Motors plant. Early days of hope and optimism give way to setbacks as high-tech China clashes with working-class America.
Okay, keep it moving. You know which ones to talk about, which ones to not.
Shut up.
We're trying to retain these listeners, but when you start droning on about American factories,
hey, maybe
off.
People want to check it out. Maybe our Ohio listeners. I know we have at least one.
It's at that point people move on to Artie Lang's Halfway House.
No, I think they would have already skipped over that by now.
Hey, I'm two for two. That's a masterpiece podcast.
Because they talk? Hey, they did the thing you're supposed to do in a podcast. Next up, ooh, this is a good one. Apollo 11.
I wanted to see this.
This is super good. I forget what movie. Oh yeah, you were talking about Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, how it looks super good for like an older movie.
Oh yeah, you watched that, didn't you?
Yeah.
It does look good, doesn't it?
Yeah, but this Apollo 11, the quality of the film in this is, it's amazing. It's like a 4K.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah, it's seriously crazy. But I think that would probably be the one that would win. I think that's the one that I've heard the most about. The Black Godfather, Rolling Thunder Review, a Bob Dylan story by Martin Scorsese. Been wanting to check that one out. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Like Bob Dylan? I think I've asked you that before.
I am not even familiar with Bob Dylan at all.
Okay.
I know who he is, obviously, but
yeah,
that's about it.
Well, here's one more into your IQ level. Wrestle.
What's wrong with that? What's it about wrestling?
Probably. it looks like it's about, like, mat wrestling.
Oh, that's that dumb shit. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah. Four teens and their coach face personal challenges as they try to win the Alabama State. Hey, wait. I mean, it could be like a hoop dreams for wrestling.
Poop dreams.
Oh, such juvenile comedy. That's super funny.
Dude, that's a masterpiece, though, let me tell you.
Oh, Hoop Dreams is amazing.
I've been meaning to watch that again.
I know. I mean, I don't really get all worked up and want to rewatch documentaries, but that one's easy.
So good. It's a haul, though, you know?
Oh, yeah. A little bit, but still good. Top five foreign language films. There is one in this that is oddly not in here. Atlantic's Invisible Life, Pain and Glory, which I've heard good things. Antonio Banderas, I think he plays like a washed up director or something.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that trailer a couple times.
Yeah, that one sounds pretty good.
So where's Parasite?
That's what I'm saying. There is one that was missing.
I mean, is that... It makes no sense to me.
And it doesn't. It's not on there, and it's not on the top film, so I'm not really sure what
You sure this is there. A 2019 list we're looking at?
Well, Judy came out this year, didn't it?
It did, but Transit says 2018.
Well, so did Wrestle. So maybe they got like wide releases or like actual releases in 2019.
Okay.
I mean, this list just came out today, so I don't see why there'd be any issues. Okay, and now the top films. These are the top films of the year.
Peanut Butter Falcon?
No, it's in top independent. I don't think they do crossover. I think it's all different. Okay. 1917.
Ooh, when does this come out? Because I'm dying to see this.
I think it comes out wide in January.
Oh.
Yeah, so that sucks. That looks so good. I can't wait to see that.
They've got the... Oh, I didn't know Deakins did the cinematography on that.
He did, yes.
Release date, Christmas, but yeah, that's probably just limited, huh?
Yeah, probably. So that'll probably be one of the last ones I see before I formulate my list.
Doesn't that look like it's got potential to be like one of the great war films?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I've heard is it goes down as probably one of the great war films. Excuse me.
Will it be better than Hacksaw Ridge? Probably not, but what is?
Saving Private Ryan, and that's about it.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, it's very good. Dang, there's some good war films. This one's kind of surprising to see on this list. Dolomite Is My Name.
You know, I've heard good things about this.
It's like a fun sort of movie. I think it's like The Disaster Artist, but better.
Well, that's not hard.
I know, but I remember enjoying The Disaster Artist. I think if I watched it now, I wouldn't care so much.
I enjoyed that, too. But, God, you want to talk about something that's just been beaten to death, bro? My God.
Yeah, it's like the cool, funny thing to either rag on or joke about how good The Room is.
It wasn't fun for me.
It's a dead horse. Go fuck yourself.
It is, like... I get the novelty, and it's funny for a little bit, but okay, whatever. Hi, Mark.
Oh, screenings every month?
Wow.
I'm a full spoon.
Let's go. Do you know how miserable that sounds to go and participate in that?
It sounds awful. I don't like talking during movies.
Like, oh my God, that sounds like torture to sit there and fucking have people launching spoons. Oh, Jesus.
And commentating out loud.
Jesus.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yes, it does, brother. Yes, it does.
Ford versus Ferrari?
Yeah, I'm not big into cars.
I hate cars.
Or Christian Bale, but whatever.
What about Matt Damon?
You know, he's okay.
Matt Damien.
He's all right.
I'm sure the movie's probably solid. It sounds like a solid 3, 3.5, but it's just like boring subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, let's talk about something that isn't, though. Jojo Rabbit.
I want to see this.
Yeah, you were going to at one point, right?
Yeah, it's just like sometimes after you work 8 hours, you don't feel like sitting in a movie theater.
That's true.
And I'll tell you, I had like picked my seat for that, you know, assigned seating at AMC. Mm-hmm. And I was like the only one in the theater. And then I went back to look at the seating chart, and somebody picked the seat like one spot over from me. So I was just like turned off by it. Like, what the fuck?
So you got nervous?
No, it's just like, it just annoyed me.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Like, dude, pick something. Pick somewhere else.
Anywhere else in the whole theater.
Fucking hey.
Yeah. As much as I like Taika Waititi, I wasn't really like looking forward to it or anything. And then I watched it and it was completely different than I thought it was going to be. It was very good.
Okay.
Very good. Knives Out.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
There's always that film every year that gets a lot of critical acclaim and everybody loves it, and I just don't. I don't get it. And that's perfectly fine, but this is that movie this year.
That genre sucks, I think.
Yeah, I don't really hate the genre as a whole. It's very easy to miss with that.
They're just like all similar. Like, oh, somebody died. Okay, the family's all together.
It's now, like Westerns.
What's the mystery? You know, yeah. Whatever.
I love Westerns, but a lot of them are very similar.
Mm-hmm. I like Toni Collette in that movie, though.
Oh, yeah. She's smoking.
Mm-hmm. Something about her. She's not even like particularly... I don't know. I don't know what it is about her.
I think it's the thing she does with her lips.
Yeah, and the main chick is hot, too. Ana de Armas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's going to be...
God.
Blade Runner. She's going to be in the new Bond film. Did you see her poster? She looks fine.
Wait, is she the Bond chick?
Well, Lea Seydoux's in it again, so I don't know.
Oh, Lea.
I know. So I wonder if Lea starts to become more of like his helper, and then Ana de Armas is the Bond girl, or if she's like helping.
I honestly never
knew. Rami Malek's character.
I honestly never knew Lea Seydoux was that hot after watching Blue's the Warmest Color.
Oh, I know. They did work on making her very unattractive.
Man. I mean, yeah, she just looks like, you know, Dykes of Flight.
I know. And then in Bond films where they make you look as hot as possible, she's
she's so bad. And Midnight in Paris, too. She's in that.
Oh, is she? Oh, doesn't she play like the somewhat love interest?
Yeah, yeah.
The one he always sees. Oh, yeah, she's in Death Stranding, too.
Yeah.
Man, I like French women. Too bad they don't shave their pits.
Is it true French babes don't shave their pits?
Some don't.
But they have nude beaches.
Not in the winter.
Oh, shit. So good.
Ooh, new film coming out, hopefully, when this podcast comes out on Friday. Marriage Story comes to Netflix.
Is this Noah Baumbach?
It is, and this movie looks about as depressing as any film I love to watch.
Is this about a divorce?
No, it's about a divorce.
That's what I said.
I know. Yes, it's about a divorce.
Ooh, Ray Liotta?
Oh.
You know, most men would go, ooh, Scarlett Johansson.
I know. But you're not most men.
The first thing I see is Ray Liotta, and I'm watching.
And I know why you say that, too.
Because he's the fucking man?
Ah, Field of Dreams.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's Shoeless Joe to me. He's Henry Hill to everybody else.
I mean, shit, I figured you might have even said Laura Dern.
Yeah. I mean, she was good at Jurassic Park.
Oh, shit.
And Mask. She was good in Mask.
The chick from Airplane's in it, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, shit. Wallace Shawn?
Wow, what a cast.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be in a Baumbach film.
Far back as I can remember, I always wanted to get a divorce.
Oh, man.
I'm sure this movie's going to be good.
Probably.
Sounds depressing, though. Let's see. What else do we have
here? Those are usually the best films.
Well, yeah, that's true. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you have to say?
I like the movie.
Is this a movie that you really liked and then you kind of lose interest in?
I think I might have.
Because I think that's the opposite for me. I think I enjoy it the same, if not maybe more.
Like, when I came out watching that, I was like, oh my god, this is like high 4.5, probably pushing 5.
Yeah.
I got it as a 4. I mean, it's a really good movie. I'll leave it at that.
That's fair. Richard Jewell?
Yeah.
New Clint Eastwood film.
He should do another Dirty Harry before he croaks.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Tell me that wouldn't be sick.
Dirty hairy old man.
Hopefully this is better than J. Edgar.
That's not hard to do. Most of his stuff is good. J. Edgar was one of the few anomalies.
Dude, I sat down to watch that. I'm like, look, I'm going to find this to be a hidden gem. Eastwood. It's Leo D. 5 minutes, I was fucking passed out.
It's very slow, and it's about a particularly douchey person that is not very interesting.
Man.
That and that, whatever that movie he did a couple years ago where he had the real-life people play the actors or play the characters. or play
Which
themselves.
Which one was that?
1, 2, 3 to Paris or something like that.
I don't even know about that.
Ugh. Yeah, that was like a movie he got thrashed for.
He's honestly like directed some shitty movies.
Well, yeah, everybody has.
Yeah, but does he have anything that screams, you know, masterpiece Gran Torino?
Mystic River.
I need to watch that.
Probably my favorite.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, it's a good one. Uncut Gems.
Oh.
I was watching a clip from Good Time today, and I don't know, I'm very excited for this movie, just especially based on what they did before and just how it feels and what I'm hearing about it. And
so am I. But you know what? The Safdie brothers kind of have that, they've got like that snobby A24 lover following.
Oh, for sure.
It's the only bad thing about them. It's like,
for sure. But have you ever listened to them?
No.
They don't really come off that way. I think they did a Criterion Closet, and they're just, they seem very down to earth. But
no, I mean, I'm sure they're fine. It's just the people.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I know what you mean.
I can look past that, though, because Good Time was fucking incredible.
Yeah, and this looks like it's going to be, too.
There's something about Adam Sandler, like, stepping away from the Jack and Jill and the fucking Sandy Wexler and, like, getting into these really good movies. He does a kick-ass job.
Oh, yeah, when he has good directors, good writers, I mean, he's a completely different person.
As a lot of those comedians are, you know, look at Robin Williams, shit.
Yeah. There's a couple shots of Sandler from that trailer that are embedded in my mind, and you know, I'm just very excited for that movie.
Oh yeah.
And then lastly, Waves.
I'm interested.
Oh yeah, are you?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll check it out. But that's a pretty decent list. There's not a lot of man-hating stuff in there. So
thank God.
So that's good. Just, like, mostly good quality stuff.
Oh, sorry. It's just a kilt lifter.
Is it lifting your kilt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now we're going to go through the actual winners. I don't know if they win anything. I guess they do. It says full list of this year's awards recipients. But the NBR Icon Award goes to Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, and Al Pacino.
Ooh, man.
Couldn't have hoped for anything better.
The casual Netflix audience doesn't deserve that film.
No, it doesn't. I've seen too many articles saying people think The Irishman is boring.
Oh, well, it's because these people, you know, they get done watching Stranger Things and then they navigate over to fucking something they're not prepared for.
Yeah, a slow burn 3.5-hour gangster movie where there's a lot of talking and a lot of not demogorgons.
Wouldn't it be sick to see like De Niro or Pesci or one of them win like an Oscar at this point?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, could you imagine Pesci getting a fucking like Best Supporting Actor award after not being in anything for that long? And I don't know.
It'd be incredible. And honestly, like, when we kept talking about The Irishman, you know, over these past probably couple of years at this point, I never even thought about all the Oscars and nominations it would potentially get. And just the thought of Scorsese or any of those guys getting Oscars is just, it's an incredible thought to think that could happen.
So sick.
Outstanding Achievement in Cinematography, Roger Deakins for 1917. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins the Oscar for that. I mean, he went, 15 times without winning, and he wins 2 in a row?
Yeah, now he's on a hot streak.
Yeah. Best Ensemble, Knives Out, I mean...
I get that.
I get that, yeah, for sure. Best Documentary, Maiden, don't know. Okay, here we go. Best Foreign Language Film, Parasite. So I guess it's not really nominations, these other ones are, but just the best films. I don't know, but it won best foreign language. Breakthrough Performance, Paul Walter Hauser and Richard Jewell. Good job, pal.
Good job, pal.
Hope to have you on the podcast soon.
Devin Rattray and Richard Jewell.
Is he in that? Or is it just because the guy looks like him?
No, I just said he kind of looked like the guy.
Okay.
Never mind. My comedy's too smart for you.
No, it's just dumb.
Okay.
Best adapted screenplay, Steven Zaillian for The Irishman.
Ooh.
Best original screenplay, Josh and Benny Safdie for Uncut Gems.
Okay.
Best supporting actress, Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell.
Ooh, Grandma Kathy.
Grandma Kathy, seriously.
Just best like supporting a nice lady.
Oh, yeah. Best supporting actor, Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I get it.
Best actress, Renee Zellweger, Judy.
I hope she wins.
Me too. Best actor, Adam Sandler, Uncut Gems. Best director, Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time. And the best film, the film that they picked last year and won the Oscar, The Irishman.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be something? A Netflix film winning Best Picture.
It's too good for Netflix.
Steven Spielberg would roll over in his grave.
Oh, is he the one that's got an issue with that?
Yeah, he's not really big on the streaming services and being enlisted for Oscars and award stuff.
Well, when's the last time Spielberg's made a film anyone's cared about? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ready Player One?
No. And how much directing is involved in that when it's all computer?
Well, you got to direct people what to put. You're wrong, sir. Wrong. Oh, man. You know, one film they didn't talk about in there, Joker.
Thank God.
You see it crossed $1 billion? The box office?
No, I didn't.
That's without China, too. So that's
pretty impressive. Still don't care.
This is for the audience out there that gives a crap about stuff other than Harold and Kumar trilogy.
For the kids.
For the kids. They also announced the sequel is probably going to happen, too. I don't know if they said it is or probably is, but when you make $1 billion, like, how can you not? No matter how much Joaquin's anxiety won't let him.
It's a business.
That's what people don't understand. It's a business. It's not an art form. Sorry, I had to take a swig. Well, I guess that wraps up the Joker talk.
Thank God. Getting burnout.
Well, hey, here's something we can talk about. A new Zach Braff film.
Oh.
The Comeback Trail.
Well, this is obviously some studio bullshit, not a Zach Braff creation.
No, it's another old guy film. It's got Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, and Tommy Lee Jones. So
why does he keep making those?
I have no clue. It's a remake, too.
Is he directing it?
No, he's just acting.
Oh, sweet.
A film producer in debt to the mob finances a badly written Western movie in the hopes of the production killing its aging star.
Wow, it sounds like The Irishman and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood combined.
I know, it sounds cool.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, well, when you got Eddie Griffin and Emile Hirsch in there too, how can you go wrong?
Directed by George Gallo.
Who?
He's directed
Midnight Run.
Well, he wrote C Spot Run.
I'll be honest, that movie's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Says enough about your taste.
And like a low IQ sort of like turn your brain off humor. I mean, okay, let me rephrase. It was funny when I was younger. I don't know how it is now. I just remember
David Arquette, Michael Clark Duncan classic.
David Arquette with frost tips.
Ugh.
Frost nips. Oh, man. Was this a movie you check out? Of course it is. It's got old people in it. A Zach Braff film with old people.
Hey, I like it. Going in Style, Last Vegas. Love those old man comedies.
Wow. You know what I don't like?
What's that?
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, he doesn't really do it for me either. He's got this weird, like, cult following.
Yeah, cult following of people that think he's, like, a good actor or something. He's the least talented in his whole family. But then again, his family consists of Francis Ford Coppola and Talia Shire, so.
How is he related to them?
He's like a nephew or something.
Wow.
Yeah, that's also Jason Schwartzman is his nephew, yeah. I think. Talia Shire is Jason Schwartzman's mom.
Have you ever had Francis Ford Coppola's wine?
Have I what?
Have you ever had Francis Ford Coppola's wine?
No, I didn't know he had such a thing.
Oh, he owns like, I think it's like the second or third largest winery in the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he. That's actually where he makes most of his money nowadays.
I guess, yeah, not making movies.
I mean, like, he makes an enormous amount of money from the wine. It's pretty affordable. It's pretty good, too.
Where'd you have that?
I just bought some at the store once.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks like Nicolas Cage's dad is Francis's brother, so it's his uncle.
Wow.
Born into it. Must be nice. But yeah, he's gonna... This sounds awful. Nicolas Cage in talks to star as Nicolas Cage in metadrama The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. So just stroke his fucking ego even more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be passing on that one.
I'll be passing too. Ever since I saw that, like, talk about your career video with him, he left a bad taste in my mouth just
because
he comes off so pompous and pretentious.
Yep.
So I can think of a few people that'll love that film before it even comes out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Chinatown, you ever seen it?
I've never seen that. I need to, though.
A great film from the great director, Roman Polanski.
Hmm.
But Netflix teams Robert Towne and David Fincher for Chinatown prequel series.
It's strange. It's like a strange thing to be receiving a prequel, I guess.
Yeah, I agree, because I don't really understand.
I mean, that's not like a really popular film. I mean, how many people talk about Chinatown?
Not now, but I mean, I let's see. I'm curious who in the film it's going to be about. Let's see. Gary Oldman is playing Mank, and the rest of the cast includes Amanda Seyfried, Lily Collins, Tuppence Middleton, a bunch of other people.
Oh, she's hot.
She is. The hope is Fincher might direct the pilot. I love Fincher. Do you?
Hit or miss.
What are misses? Huh. Alien 3, Panic Room.
Gone Girl. Fight Club's a miss.
Oh, God. You really just hate everything popular.
That is not true. It's not true.
You're just a contrarian.
Hipster hate.
Yeah. Sounds about what right.
Oh, he's crazy. It's all in his head.
Yeah, so it's about you.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I don't want to watch Meatloaf talk about his bitch tits.
Why not? Talk to me about yours all the time.
Hey, Meatloaf's actually been in some good movies. You ever seen The Mighty?
What's that?
Check that shit out.
Isn't he in...
Kieran Culkin classic, buddy.
Isn't he in... what's that tranny movie with Tim Curry?
Rocky Horror?
Yeah, isn't he in Rocky Horror?
I've never seen that.
I like that movie.
I'm sorry, there's something very off-putting about Tim Curry in that film that's just made me never want to watch it.
No, I mean, there is, but I enjoy that movie. It's a good little musical. Oh, yeah, he is in it.
Yeah, he is.
Meatloaf. Oh, he's in Wayne's World. Spice World.
Meatloaf Crunch.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf.
Whoop-dee-dee, have a bowl of me.
Whoop-dee-dee, suck my pee-pee. Well, let's see. Star Trek 4, like, I don't honestly don't care. I don't know why I put that on there. I mean, I like those movies. The third one is not as good.
No, I like the first two a lot.
Yeah. How recently have you seen them?
It's been a while.
Yeah. I'm just curious if you would like them now.
I think they would hold up, though. Yeah, I mean, I think I would still like those a lot.
Yeah. Third one is a little too Fast and the Furious for me.
Yep.
Well, did you hear about this bonkers stuff about how Julia Roberts, the producers of Harriet, wanted her to play Harriet?
What? That is so weird.
It doesn't make any sense, but I guess producers were like, yeah, nobody's going to know the difference.
They wouldn't have made that movie 50 years ago, let alone today.
I know. Well, I mean, talk about whitewashing.
Yeah.
The film's director, Casey Lemons, weighed in on the controversial suggestion at the inaugural... Blah, 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 blah. Though the incident happened a long time ago and things have changed, the director told Variety, the upboard does go to show you how far we've come. It's just... I don't see how you could be so... so blind to that.
And yeah, that's wild. That sounds like an Onion article or something.
It does. That's why I was tentative about talking about it. But yeah, it's a real thing.
Eric Roberts. Now that's... The Roberts is a...
Clan.
That's an illustrious family.
Is it?
I just read some article, like, it was top 10 music videos that Eric Roberts has appeared in.
Well, I can think of one.
Mr. Brightside?
Yeah.
That's a fucking great music video, man.
Yeah, it is. I got tired of the music because it was always on, but yeah.
Oh, coming out of my cage.
I don't know. What else?
I used to love watching that video on Fuse. The chick is hot in the video, and it's just a good video. Eric Roberts gives a Oscar-worthy performance.
Wow, now you're just throwing those two words around. What other music videos has he been in?
Oh, some rap videos, some Mariah Carey videos.
Hard Up for Cash.
Yeah, he's one of those guys you can hire for cheap to be in your David Sterling film.
Well, he's in The Dark Knight.
Says enough.
I thought you'd be like, well, I'm going to watch it again.
Nope, enough said. I'll watch the fucking Mariah Carey videography before that shit.
Ew, like a whole videography?
Before sitting through The Dark Boar.
Wow, good one.
Coming out of my cage.
Coming out of my closet. Oh, mother of God. This next one is up there as far as bonkers things, just like that Julia Roberts thing. An upcoming unauthorized musical will focus on Michael Jackson's life story from the perspective of the King of Pop's iconic sequence glove.
How is anyone even touching, like, I guess I should use that phrase. But...
Yeah, not with Michael.
How could you even consider making this? I mean, there's so much controversy around him.
Well, and the story in general about his the perspective of his glove.
Yeah, it sounds stupid anyways.
Yeah, I mean, what, the glove's going to touch a little boy?
Did you watch that HBO documentary?
No, I didn't.
I want to watch it. I don't know how I feel about that, but I hear watching that will...
It sounds like a hit piece almost.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It's a controversial thing. I don't know. It's, who knows, you know?
I forgot about that documentary. Yeah, honestly,
it's a long one, but I've heard it gets into like really graphic detail.
Oh shit, that'd be interesting to at least get the perspective. But it's being produced by Johnny Depp.
Wow,
makes sense.
Does it?
I don't know. He's a weird guy.
Yeah,
he killed River Phoenix.
Rip River.
Be like your brother, but
yeah, he's better.
In what way? Name five movies he's been in that are
doesn't
good.
Matter. He only needed to be in Stand By Me. That's better than any Joaquin Phoenix film.
Signs is better than Stand By Me.
You hear this shit, ladies and gentlemen? Fucking ridiculous.
Signs is a better S film.
Signs is better than Stand By Me. Dumbest quote in the history of the Scumbags podcast.
One of them is interesting and one is about boys.
Oh my god.
About pie and boys.
Signs. Wow.
Her is better than Stand By Me.
Her is a great film.
It's better than Stand By Me.
Her is a great film.
The Master's better than Stand By Me.
Now that's a shitty film.
No, I would give it another watch, because then you kind of change your tune on...
I fucking spent like $50 on that movie.
Why?
Got the plain archive.
Well, that was stupid.
Because I was a virgin then.
Oh, and you finally had sex?
I finally had sex, and I quit buying plain archives.
You finally stopped shoving yourself into a slipcover and shoved it into a woman.
That's right.
Good for you. Hey, do you still have that plain archive?
I do. You want to buy it?
I would, but what's the price you're going to charge?
Well, it's been a few years since I bought it. I'm sure the market's gone up.
Yeah, right. Well, for you, pal, 60 shipped.
Hey, I mean, look, we can cut out the shipping costs. I can just bring it to you, but you got the Wrestler?
I have it. It's just like a regular plain Blu-ray.
Oh, I want the Wrestler, plain archive, or Kimchi, or whatever the hell it was.
Oh, I know. I love that movie.
I'm sorry. The dumbest thing I ever did was spending like $90 on that Her steelbook.
Well, I look at it every day, and luckily I don't think about what I paid for
it. I mean, it's like the coolest thing in my collection, hands down, but fuck, that was a pretty penny.
It was.
Remember all those sad sacks that bought like the ripoff version and I didn't know it?
Oh, yeah, the one that wasn't numbered.
Ha! Losers.
Ha! Losers.
And then motherfucker, I had the steelbook first.
I had a fucking knockoff steelbook, motherfucker. And then I also have the numbered Boyhood steelbook, the Mondo.
So let 2000. Me go.
I don't want to be your goddamn motherfucking hero.
Are you like a book guy? Do you have like any coffee table books or anything?
I do, yes.
You should get on eBay and find a used copy of the Boyhood book, because it's like literally like $7 now.
Ooh, shit. Okay,
I
let mean, me do
it was
that.
Like 50 when it came out, and I didn't buy it. And I waited, and I got a used copy for cheap.
Yeah, I've got some good coffee table books, but that would be good pooping material.
I was going to say I read about Ethan and Richard every time I'm on the shitter.
Does it help everything flow?
It does, it does.
That's good. I'll have to check it out, especially for that price.
Yeah, I mean, it's a kick-ass book if you love the film, you know.
Well, I do. Number one of the decade.
Definitely.
This next thing I'm going to talk about real quick, well, not exactly, but I just want to say what popped up when I searched for it. Go ahead and admit it. The Irishman is terrible, from the New York Post.
Oh, go ahead and admit it. You're a fucking Nimrod.
Rarely has a film been so polarizing, drawing a crowd that loves it to pieces and alienating a vast swath of viewers.
I hate film critics.
Film critics are losers.
Imagine that fucking douche. Was that a guy or a woman that wrote that?
Take a guess.
Oh, it definitely wasn't a man.
It definitely wasn't. Andrea Payzer.
That bitch gets paid to write that bullshit.
I know.
Fuck off. And fuck Little Women, too.
Hey, my prediction still stands. Well, actually, I don't know if it does, because it wasn't even mentioned in those nominations.
You know who's like kind of overrated, but like the chicks love him, and he was in one good movie?
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, like enough with him already.
Oh, I loved him too. I wanted to be his friend, and now I'm just like, okay.
Wanted to be his friend. He was a friend.
He was a friend. I get the shtick now. He's the e-boy.
Look, I love Call Me By Your Name. It's an amazing film.
Yeah. But
like, what else is so great? Hot Summer Night? Sorry. I mean, it was fine.
I really liked Lady Bird the first time I watched it, but I haven't seen it since.
Oh, yeah, and all these chicks are watching that movie that he's, like, that King Arthur movie that he's in.
Yeah.
Which, like, come on. You know, if he wasn't in that...
They wouldn't give a shit. Nah. It would be, the king is super boring. Yeah. That would be the article titles.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
But because he's in it. And Robert Pattinson's in it, too.
I give the guy respect, though, for Call Me By Your Name. That was a kick-ass performance. I just don't think he's all that.
Oh, it takes a lot of balls to do something like that.
That one movie he was in, Beautiful Boy, is that it?
Yeah,
that shit sucked, man.
I didn't love it. I wanted to like it so bad.
That was another movie that's like an hour and 45 minutes, but felt fucking 4 hours. I know. Just didn't know when to end, you know?
I know.
Oh, sorry, I'm just...
I'm trying to read if this article has anything in it that's even remotely interesting or has any sort of credence, and it doesn't. It looks like she's talking about other people's opinions of it. So let's move on. The main topic I was going to talk about was Scorsese's newest film, because it seems like there's a new one every year he's going to do. But we had talked about this. Killers of the Flower Moon is going to begin filming in March.
Leo D, huh?
Yes. I think this is the one. What is this one? This one isn't about the Chicago Fair, is it?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay,
it's about the serial killer, isn't it?
Yeah, this one's about the Osage Indian murders of the early 1900s. Yeah, this movie sounds awesome. Well, the book sounds awesome. But I'm glad to see that he's not messing around and he's going to do it.
Hell yeah.
I don't know
why you're still alive.
I don't know how the guy does it. He's nonstop all the time. It's crazy. Very important.
What else we got to talk about? Are we done with this?
Shut up.
I'm hungry. I got to edit this shit.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll move right along. I did want to talk about this real quick with Uncut Gems coming out. There was a story that came out about the original cast that was supposed to be in it. Let me see if I can find it real quick. If I can't find it quick, I don't remember, but it was supposed to be two different actors. I don't know why I'm talking about it if I don't have the information.
Yeah,
fuck
who
me.
Who cares? Fuck.
Alexander Payne's making a new movie, a Babbitt's Feast remake. Your favorite Criterion
you're,
you ever
you're
bought.
You're kidding me.
No.
Is that fucking for real?
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
It is weird. Have you actually seen it?
I have, and let me tell you, that's going to be a pain to sit through.
I don't. What's Steven about?
People eating.
Oh.
I can't really remember, but I did watch it because I got it for like, it was like an eBay glitch. So I got it for like $4.
Oh, okay. Well, for that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't pay full price for it. I really can't remember though. It's like, I think they're throwing a party for somebody and it's like food porn.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
It's probably not all that bad.
I love Alexander Payne, but I still have not seen, what's that movie he did? Trainspotting? Small People Making? What was that
Downsizing.
Film? Movie? Downsizing. I still have not seen that. I
heard that's a clunker.
That's what I've heard too. And I,
which sucks because it's a cool concept.
Yeah, and you'd think because I love every one of his other films, I would check that out, and I haven't seen it. Well, let's go through these trailers just real quick. The Way Back with Ben Affleck. It seems more like a biographical film than anything because he's an alcoholic. But he's a basketball coach.
Yeah, I think like it something looks... nobody's going to watch.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think I would watch it.
Well, that's okay. You know what? You're allowed to do that.
Yeah. Will it be good? Will it be a great basketball movie? I don't know. Hoop Dreams is like the best one.
Yeah, that's the only Air Bud.
Hoosiers? Air Bud? Air Bud of every sport, Air Bud. Great films.
Golden Receivers.
Seventh Inning Fetch. Oh, man. Seberg? This is about...
Ooh, Kristen Stewart.
Gene Seberg or Joan Seberg from Breathless fame. But this looks crazy because I didn't realize all this about her. She goes like the FBI's tailing her or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart's so fine.
She is. Her awkwardness is sometimes over the top, but...
She's smoking.
Yeah, she is. Bad Boys for Life, most anticipated.
I love Martin Lawrence, but I've never seen the Bad Boys films. It looks, you know, for what it is, it's what you expect it to be.
It looks straight from the 90s.
Yeah, it does. Very 90s vibe to it.
Yeah. Servant, this is a new Apple Plus M. Night Shyamalan show, I guess.
Oh, this is not a movie?
I don't think so. It's a TV show.
Wow.
Or like a miniseries or something about Lauren Ambrose, and she's got like this fake doll. And it's
she's hot too.
Yeah. It just looks weird and creepy, and you know, I'm not ready to give up on M. Night yet.
Well, I like him.
I do too. Signs is better than Stand By Me.
That's not true, but I like him.
And then one of the more disturbing trailers I've ever seen is Cats.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what's going on with that movie.
It looks like a trip. Like, if you were high watching this.
Oh, yeah, it's a drug film.
Holy shit. And the guy who's directing it, I didn't realize this, Tom Hooper, he's done good stuff.
Hmm.
The King's Speech, Danish Girl.
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't look like it's going to be horrible. It looks weird.
I mean, if you like the musical, you might like it. They're trying something different with the way that they're doing this, but it's human face and cat body. It's just so strange looking.
Yeah, it's odd. It's odd.
And then I think they had to make changes recently. Like,
oh, Taylor Swift is in there.
Yeah, and I think she's hot.
Oh, T-Swift, hot as fuck.
I know. I don't get the people that are like, I don't think she's very good looking.
Who says she's not hot?
Oh, a lot of people.
She looks like a cat, too.
I don't know why they didn't get Natalie Dormer.
Oh, ho.
I don't know.
T Swift is a babe, and she's put on a little weight, so she's like kind of.
Ooh, has she? A little thicky? Just
a smidge, yeah. She doesn't look so bony.
Ooh, God.
So we do best here, analyze women.
I know. What would you rate her?
Oh, high. She's fucking hot.
Yeah, she
is. And I've embarrassed myself with her, but whatever.
You've embarrassed yourself with her?
I said I would embarrass myself with
her. Oh, okay. My mom taught her yoga.
I'm never going to have to worry about it.
My mom taught her yoga.
Bullshit.
Back when she was like just starting out.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
I know. It's crazy. And then if I would have met her, I would have...
Oh my God.
I know. Crazy.
Damn.
I love you, Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
Well, let's talk about some blues, shall we? I've got my Virgin Deal of the Day already. The Virgin Deal of the Day this week, December 10th, correct?
That's right.
Twin Peaks from Z to A. Good Virgin Deal, right?
Oh, that's about as virgin as it gets.
I guess it's pilot in episode 8 in 4K.
I guess it's like
the series from the original and then this new one that came out, whatever.
Oh, they're in the red room and the midget guy's talking backwards. Whoa.
What?
Dumb as it sounds, bro.
I haven't heard any of that.
God.
Oh my God, stupid. Some 4Ks coming. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's coming out with like 70 different releases. Coming
See, that's 4K. One. I'll wait until Black Friday next year to get it.
Good idea. It's coming out with a Steelbook, regular Blu-ray, and then like a small vinyl release.
Cool.
Oh, my shit froze. Come on. Shit. It Chapter 2.
Pass.
It Chapter Poo.
Pass.
I wanted to see this movie, and I still haven't, and I've watched clips of stuff in it, and it just does nothing for me.
It's too long.
Too long, and I like the idea of the scares and how kind of unique and over the top they are, but it just, when you see them in practice, it doesn't. Or when you see it, yeah, it's just it doesn't do it.
Yeah, there's some good parts in it, but overall it's just a mess, I think.
I know your secret, your dirty little secret.
Beep beep, you like guys, Richie.
Suck me, fat boy.
So dumb.
Let's see. The Fly Collection?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you don't like The Fly?
No, I mean it's fine. Which one?
All of them. You got the original, Return of the Fly, Curse of the Fly, The Fly, I assume, from the 80s, The Fly 2.
Like, I don't need all 10 sequels of The Fly. I like the original, and I like the remake with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
I actually think the original is a really good movie.
I didn't love the remake. I thought it was kind of...
It's like a body horror thing, you know?
Yeah, body horror was cool.
The original is just like, literally, it's a fucking fly head on a guy.
Oh my God.
Like it looks like one of those, you know, costume mascot heads.
Yeah, well, at least with the fly, the new one, it was gross and looked like a fly.
Yeah.
A new Wim Wenders film to Criterion. Until the End of the World. 287 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
Claire, a young French woman who comes into contact with a large sum of money stolen during a bank heist. In her travels, she picks up a mysterious American hitchhiker who he himself steals some of the money before parting from her company. Let's see. Hitchcock, early films. Ooh, here you go. Big fan of Alex Rodriguez, Hustlers 4K.
It's got nothing to do with him.
Jennifer Lopez.
Hey, she's hot as shit.
She is hot as shit. Somehow gets hotter with age.
She does.
Ooh, the Anne Bancroft collection. Got The Graduate in there. Fatso, have you ever seen that?
No.
I thought you were the one that told me about that movie.
Fatso?
Yeah, it's just about a fat guy.
Nope.
Ooh, The Peanut Butter Solution. I've heard about that movie.
I like The Peanut Butter Falcon.
I prefer that one, I'm sure. Let's see. Let's talk about some theatrical films coming out.
Oh, this is fucking dragging on, bro. Shit.
Well, if you didn't have the attention span of a 4-year-old,
you gotta skip over shit like the fucking 300-minute Wim Wenders film that nobody cares about.
Oh, I thought you would care about it. You're a Wim Wenders fan.
Keep it moving.
Oh, okay. Now that I tell you some, shut up. Let's see. There's not really much coming out this week. There's really nothing. I'm just gonna.
Okay.
I mean, really, there's nothing. A bunch of things in other countries, but nothing coming out here. Daniel isn't real. A troubled college freshman, Luke, suffers a violent family trauma and resurrects his childhood imaginary friend Daniel to help him cope. That sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, I guess.
That's really it.
Is that it?
Well, we have some criterions, but
just skip over it, dude. Nobody cares.
Well, I do a podcast. Nobody cares.
I mean, like, the Criterion talk, it's such a small amount of people that give a fuck about the new releases. Just my opinion. Yeah.
Well, we only have 3 listeners, so, you know.
Well, according to some people.
Yeah, well, some people are wrong. Some people care more about volume over quality.
I mean, is there, like, a good Criterion coming out that you want to talk about, or is it, like, a bunch of fucking bullshit nobody's heard about?
I don't even have it up, so we'll just skip it. I'm not gonna try and do that. Okay, just end it. I know you're hungry, bud.
I'm hungry. I got things to do.
Hungry.
I think episode 139, interesting hearing about the some of the award season starting to kick off.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, this is that time for the good stuff.
Yeah, it's when things start to pick up. Let us know what your favorite film of the year is so far and some of your early predictions for the award winners. Obviously, we'll do our annual Oscars episode when that time comes in a couple months. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Go see some movies this week.
Go watch some films, guys.
Yeah, watch some stuff. Watch some fucking cinema. Quit with the Avengers stuff.
Oh, knock it off. Hey, episode 139 in the books. Thank you guys for listening, and as always, go fuck yourselves.